Tomography of Stellar Halos. What does anisotropy in a stellar halo tell us? By Biswajit Pandey. The stellar halo of the Milky Way is known to have a highly lumpy structure due to the presence of tidal debris and streams accreted from the satellite galaxies. The abundance and distribution of these substructures can provide a wealth of information on the assembly history of the Milky Way. We use some information theoretic measures to study the anisotropy in a set of Milky Way-sized stellar halos from the Bullock-Johnston suite of simulations. Our analysis shows that the radial anisotropy in each stellar halo increases with the distance from its center and eventually plateaus out beyond a certain radius. All the stellar halo have a very smooth structure within a radius of approximately 50 kpc and a highly anisotropic structure in the outskirts. At a given radius, the polar and azimuthal anisotropies in a stellar halo have two distinct components. I, a nearly unvarying component from the smooth distribution of stars, and E, a highly fluctuating component possibly from the substructures. We destroy the substructures and any non-spherical shape of the halo by randomizing the polar and azimuthal coordinates of the stellar particles while keeping their radial distances fixed. We observe that the fluctuating part of the anisotropy is completely eliminated, and the unvarying part of the anisotropy is significantly reduced after the sphericalization. A comparison between the original halo and its sphericalized versions reveals that the unvarying part of the anisotropy originates from the discreteness noise and the non-spherical shape of the halo, whereas the substructures contribute to the fluctuating part. We show that such distinction between the anisotropies can constrain the shape of the stellar halo and its substructures. Finally, we map the distribution of the individual substructures by combining the polar and azimuthal anisotropy profiles of the halo at different radial distances. This was Tomography of Stellar Halos. What does anisotropy in a stellar halo tell us? By Biswajit Pandey.